During Lowe's Pro Savings Days, the job works in your favor. MyLowe's Pro Rewards members buy more and save more on materials they rely on every day. Get up to 25% off select molding when you spend $1,000 or more. And up to 25% off Pergo Evercraft Laminate Flooring. Put Pro Savings Days to work for you. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 327. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Hour number two. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. Top of the third now in Los Angeles, Joe. 4-1, Dodgers lead the Twins. Right now in that one, the line's locked, so I really can't give you anything. There you go. In total, in-game total of 11, Joe, with 5 on the board in the top of the third. Twins getting 4.5 on the run line, down 4-1. Scoreless in Seattle. Yankees and the Mariners, top of the fourth. Judge just had a single. That total's down to 4.5, Joe. Live. Yankees and Mariners.
Okay.
It's a little light. I think that's a little light, Joe.
I can't get on the Yankee. I won that parlay. I need. 14-5, Colorado. All right.
Is that a homer? Did we get a homer there, maybe?
I don't know. Maybe. We're cooking with fire now. Could we get over Dodgers, over Pittsburgh? Could this,
nah, they got a whole bunch of guys on base.
Get over the hump here? Come on!
Can this hump team get over the hump here? Can this hump team get over the hump? I don't know.
Well, I mean, they're terrible. I mean, come on now. I'm looking at the box score. Where's the box score on this? It's so frustrating. 2-0, bottom five. I need a breakout performance here. Shocker, Angels playing in under again.
Yeah, I actually there was only two games tonight, Joe, that I stayed away for Dinger Tuesday. Only two games. I didn't want any part of it, and Angels A's was one of them. I just completely left it off the board. Same with the Guardians and the Tigers. I didn't get involved there either.
Red Sox tied it up against the Braves.
They did. J.D. Martinez sacked fly. So now two outs, and they have a man on first. So it looks like, Joe, that one might continue a little bit longer. Bottom eight in Baltimore. They're out of the rain delay there. 5-4, Jays lead the Orioles in that one. 6-5, Nationals lead the Cubbies. That's in the top of the ninth. You mentioned the 14-5, so you got it. Didn't you say 18.5? What did you have with the
19. Game? We're right on the number.
Okay, so you're pushing right now, Joe? Push.
I really need this over in Pittsburgh.
You really need it? Okay.
Really need it. Anytime they want to wake up, that would be great.
Yeah, so we can get Christian Walker involved with a dinger. We got no problems there. That would be great.
How about the Giants, too? Braves.
Yeah, no.
Giants and, Giants, and Padres.
Again, just nothing happening.
No, we got first and third, 3-2, two outs. Maybe bases loaded. We get something.
Maybe
we get a little juju going.
Soto's got his first homer of his being with the Padres. So finally, Soto left the yard there at Petco tonight for their only run. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi, with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody with us here tonight. On the grid for a Tuesday of CNL. They go to the fifth now in Oakland, Joe. So that's down to that's at 4.5 with one on the board. Man, these low late night totals.
Yeah, no, it's
low late night totals. They lull you to sleep, Joe. How about the Cubbies plus 390 down a run going into the bottom of the ninth? Who do they got coming up? Got any chance for a little thunder with the Cubbies, Joe? Let's see.
I don't know if I could.
Contreras made the last out, so who do you got coming up? Hap, Suzuki, and Velasquez. It's not bad. Might be able to get me involved, Joe.
All right.
Doesn't take much. Well, we're having a good night with Dinger Tuesday, so.
I can have a monster night, first and third. Come on.
Oh, you're on. What do you got?
I'm on. I don't know. 14-5, 2-0, 4-1. Of course. Of course, Pittsburgh hasn't done anything. Arizona, nothing.
They haven't scored a run yet out there between last night and tonight.
They're doing
nothing.
Good. That's pretty productive.
Oh, he's out at second. Great throw. Frazier trying to get a stretch of double here against the Yankees, and he is out at second base. Great throw by Hicks.
You know what I'm shocked about with the Haro interview tonight?
What are you shocked about?
He didn't dive into the Watson situation with the legals. Or is that just that we're done talking about that? It's like over. I'm sick.
Whatever.
I know, we need it to actually end, Joe.
We need some closure with it. You know.
I know. I'm with.
It's all just guessing right now. That's all that it is until this guy, which is going to be someday this week, I would guess, actually gives the ruling. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Pac-12 over-unders coming up later this hour. As we have that coming your way. Max Muncy just went yard for the Dodgers, Joe. So 5-1. I'm upset at myself now because I usually play Muncy on the Dingers, and I didn't tonight. I went to Freeman instead. So
that's my guy.
I messed up. Yeah, I played Freeman for the Dingers tonight.
I should have played Muncy.
Well, listen, it's only the third inning. Freeman's going to get a few more cracks, so I can't be that upset. Speaking of big homers, Joe, Rougie Odor hit a two-run shot for the Orioles in the bottom of the eighth. They now lead the Blue Jays 6-5. So the Orioles just don't go away at all. The Braves have scored two in the top of the 11th, Joe. Yes. They lead the Red Sox 9-7.
Pound them
in that
Pound
game.
Them.
Bottom of the ninth in Chicago for the Cubbies. They are down a run, but they have a man on with one out. So we'll see if the Cubs can extend, Joe, that game. Still nothing happening in Arizona. Quiet there. As you could hear the, just the hay just blowing away, Joe. Those just in the desert air, just nothing going on. I'm looking for some runs too.
It's bad right now.
4-0 Angels, Joe. Angels just scored a bunch of runs on you, and there's another. No, that's off the base of the wall. So Justin Turner is going to get a double here. Man, the Dodgers are just whacking this guy around, Joe. This guy Ryan on the Twins.
5-1, right? Bottom third.
Ward just hit a. Looks like Ward hit a 3-run homer for the Angels. So that makes it 4-0 for them.
Just never easy. It's never easy.
Never easy, Joe. You're right. It's never easy. Never. And that homer doesn't help me because I did not play that game tonight, Joe. I am not in on that Angels game.
No.
No, I stayed away. I didn't. With all the unders they've been playing, I didn't want to. I didn't really want to risk it. So, is what it is, Joe. Couple of other things from today, Joe, that we can discuss while we wait for some other things to happen in this game. I saw Goodell today. First of all, how about the guy at Denver? I mean, I didn't know that guy from Walmart's worth like $56 billion, Joe. Did you see that? The guy who owns the Broncos now?
Yeah.
$56 billion that guy's worth. Jeez.
Unbelievable.
He shoots himself right to the front of the line as the as the richest owner in the NFL. That's pretty good, Joe. You walk in the door, you're the richest guy in the room. That's pretty good.
Beautiful. It's nice, right?
You look around at all these titans of the industry, the Jerry Joneses and all these guys, and you walk in and go, "I got more money than all of you. Here I come." Look look out, Joe. Look out.
He earned it.
Did you see that the New England media is all over? They're starting to go after Mac Jones now, Joe.
I didn't see that. Why are they getting there?
He's struggled through camp so far. People get very excited, Joe, about throws that quarterbacks make on practice fields during training camp because they're so thirsty for any kind of football whatsoever that they will dissect throws on a practice field. Patriots quarterback Mac Jones acknowledged the struggles as the team transitions to a new offense. I'm going to figure it out. I always have. I always will. At the end of the day, you're going to have your ups and downs with anything new. I mean, honestly, Joe, the kid didn't play well enough last year. We got to get on him here in the preseason.
He completed a higher percentage of passes in college than Joe Burrow did. That was one of the highest in college history, if not the highest. Okay. And on top of it, had a fantastic season last year. Led the team to the playoffs after one of the best, if not the best, quarterback moved on to the Bucs, okay? And, oh, by the way, had garbage wide receivers. I mean, could we stop now? Janu Smith and Hunter Henry had two tight ends. He had a garbage wide receiver core. N'Keal Harry can't stay healthy. He left. He just got hurt. He just got hurt for Chicago,
didn't he? That was a waste. Yeah, he's finished.
Yeah. All right, but he never lived up to expectations from Arizona State. No. He was a first rounder. And now Devontae Parker, another big play wide receiver, supposedly, couldn't cut it with Miami. I think part of Devontae Parker's problem was Tua. He never used to look him down anyway. He would stare down Gesicki and Jalen Waddle. He would always, every time I was on a Devontae Parker prop, Tua ran it into the ground. Anyway. Listen, Mac Jones is a competitor. He's a good quarterback. I think the bigger question is that nobody seems we're going to put this on Mac Jones. Don't put it on Mac Jones. Put it on the two morons that are calling the offense, Matt Patricia and Joe Judge. And I said, put both of their heads together and you have a human ass. I mean, seriously, that's the problem. You had one of the best play callers in the NFL in Josh McDaniels, that's now the head coach of Las Vegas, that the books and gurus don't want to give any credit to that team. And this team, we're going to put it on Mac Jones, not the two morons, the one with the pencil behind his ear and the other moron that should be coaching at North Bergen in Jersey City. Joe Judge.
That's your boy.
Enough. Yeah, that's my boy. So tough, Joe Judge. Blue collar. We're going to punch him in the mouth. But I'm scared. I'm going to take two knees inside the 10-yard line because I'm scared.
I'm afraid. Never going to let him remember. Forget
we
that
We fight
one.
To the death in this team. We fight to the death. Mike Lennon, a guy making $7 million or $5 million a year, throws it 11 times against a garbage defense in Chicago. 11 times. That's how good and that's how much offensive ingenuity Joe Judge had. Enough. Can we stop?
Linebacker Roquan Smith requested a trade from the Chicago Bears. Says the Bears did not negotiate with him in good faith. All of the talking heads, Joe, around the league said that the offer was extremely lowballed and that it was not comparable with other linebackers of his ilk. You know what, Joe? Have we done, like, and I said this to you last week, I think. Like, I think the Bears are worth a swing, man, at that 10-1 to have the worst record in the league. Like, I get there's teams on paper that are worse than them, whether it's Houston or Atlanta or Seattle or you know, fine. But let me tell you, Joe, there's a chance that this could go real bad for the Bears this year. I mean, every single thing that we talk about with them is negative, negative, negative. I mean, the quarterback looks like it's the last place he wants to be. You got the linebacker wanting to trade. They got a new coach who knows what his deal is. Like, this has a chance to go real bad this year, Joe. They got no wide receivers. It's ugly. Ugly.
I know. Darnell Mooney, Cole Kmet, David Montgomery. I mean, they're good. I think they're pedestrian. It's like a USFL offense. No?
It's maybe really
it's a step
bad.
Above.
Really
I love
bad.
Justin Fields, but you got to get Velus Jones was not a standout in the SEC. And we're not talking about Jameson Williams here walking out on the field. I mean, that's the problem. That is the major problem. I mean, how do you have your franchise quarterback and you don't put any weapons around? Any?
It's tough to believe. It really is. It's very hard to believe. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We will come back. Pac-12 over-unders. We keep rolling through those tonight next on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. A couple things here, Joe. First of all, the Pirates are on the board. As Michael Chavis just hit a solo homer. So 2-1, Diamondbacks lead the Pirates. We need a lot more than that, Joe. Let's get to work. Secondly, Ryan McMahon has hit a two-run homer for the Rockies. So 16-5 Joe.
I was on 19.
Score out in Colorado.
Should have went to 28 on this. I mean, come on.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. Another strikeout for Cole. The in-game number in that game is 22.5. Yeah, but...
Really?
I don't know.
You think they just...
Last shot for the Blue Jays now, Joe. Top of the ninth, two outs. Man on second for Vladdy Guerrero Jr. with the game 6-5.
You want to take a shot plus 780?
I got Vladdy in the Dinger Tuesday, so if he could ever hit a blast right now, Joe, that would be very good for me. That would be very good if we can get Vladdy going. Let's go, Joe. We have to do still scoreless, by the way, in Seattle. That total's down to 3, Joe. A flat 3 for the Yankees and the Mariners. Cole and Castillo both dealing right now. Dealing, Joe. We do have to start Pac-12 over-unders. Now, I wanted to start with this because I just read this, Joe. This came out in the last hour or two.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. This is from one of the guys from the L.A. Times. Ryan Karchi covers USC, I believe. Yeah, USA beat writer for the L.A. Times. Breaking news. A donor-run NIL collective is coming to USC football. A student body right is planning to provide, quote, the equivalent of a base salary to every Trojan football player, and it's planning to do so against the school's wishes.
This is going to get it off the rails real quick.
Right. Now, you've talked about stuff like this in the past, Joe. USC launched Boulevard LLC in June with the intent of staving off the rise of an outside NIL collective. Within USC, the collective is being viewed as an existential threat that could invite serious scrutiny. Wow. USC fans have called for a collective for months, but at UFC, there's still confidence in Boulevard. Blah, 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 blah.
You know why? You know why?
Yeah.
Jordan Addison was complaining about his NIL deal.
Right.
And that it was better at Pitt than it was USC.
Right.
So I wonder if this is damage control. And not only that, we've seen two schools in particular, lower level, pay. Yeah. SMU came out and paid 85
student saw that.
Athletes,
yeah.
36K. Texas Tech paid 85, 25K. So if you're USC, it's time to buck up. I mean, what are we doing here?
Wow. No, it's true.
I can't wait. I can't wait to bet against them this year.
I know, me too. Let's try betting against them right now, Joe. We'll start with USC since they're in the news for off the field stuff. Why not? USC, Joe, 9.5 on FanDuel, minus 120 to the over, plus 100 to the under. Let's see what we got here. Can we find ourselves? Can we find three losses? Let's go. Rice at home, at Stanford, home for Fresno State, at Corvallis to take on the Beavers, home for Arizona State, home for Washington State, at Utah, at Arizona, home Cal, home Colorado, at UCLA, and home for the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame.
I have three losses.
Well, least. I know what the Utah, UCLA, and Notre Dame. Those are your losses.
Yeah, and maybe Oregon State that knocked them off last year is an 11.5 point
dog. I don't think they can lose.
How about this? They lost to Stanford. I think Stanford wins four games, but maybe one of them's against USC. They won as a 17.5 point favorite in the college
game last year. You got to go to somebody else. Those teams aren't going to beat them 2 years in a row, Joe.
UCLA, I think, has a good shot. I really do. I think UCLA owns them right now. I really do. And I'm not sold on Lincoln Riley as a great X's and O's coach. I think he's a great offensive mind. I don't think he's a great second-half adjustment type of coach. So I'll give the edge to Chip Kelly in that matchup.
They never play well in Utah, right? Or do they always beat Utah?
No, they won. I hit a parlay 2 years ago when Bentley started for the Utes. Remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Keaton Slovis had a big game. That defense stepped up. They were terrible, though. Utah was not the same team. I mean, Jake Bentley was horrible in that offense. He didn't grasp it. They couldn't run the football. Kyle Whittingham, they were in Utah. That was the COVID year. I'll give it to Helton. During the COVID year, Clay Helton had that team prepped. I mean, they were 6-0 before they lost the Pac-12 championship to Oregon and Thibodeau.
Wow.
I covered that line.
Win tonight, Joe, by the way, the Orioles now one game back at a wild card.
Wow.
57 and 5. I think they're actually 58 and 52. I don't think they put tonight's game in there tonight. I don't think they have tonight's win in that yet.
They're not a scared, Carver.
They ain't scared at all. What a win tonight with Rugi Odor getting it done. So what are you going here with USC, Joe, with the 9.5?
I'm going to go under. At the end of the day, I think the weakness with them is their defense. Lincoln Riley, Alex Grinch couldn't get it done in Oklahoma. They're not going to get it done here. The talent is not that great. I'll go right now. I think Utah beats them. I think UCLA beats them. And you want to give one other? You want to say Notre Dame? Do you have enough confidence in Freeman in that game?
I hope so. I'm obviously.
By then?
You would like to think, but you know, you never know, Joe.
You're gonna go over? I can't go over on that.
I'm not going over.
Fresno State with Hainer could beat them. No.
No, don't come on, Joe. Don't go nuts.
What? No, what do you mean? Jake Hayner went toe-to-toe with a lot of...
We don't want to reach that far, Joe. Don't go that far. They're not going to lose to Fresno. Give Lincoln a little bit of credit. Give Riley a little bit of credit.
Well, could they lose to Herm? Could they lose to Herm?
No, I told you I'm down on Herm, so I'm not going there.
All right,
I think they're
running the table. Give them 12-0. Just give them 12-0. Everybody. And we'll give them every game.
I think it's a good
game.
Number.
Give them every game. Look, give them Stanford. Give them UCLA. Give them Notre Dame. Give them all.
12-0, Joe. Nobody's saying that. They're not. Nobody goes undefeated in the Pac-12.
They allowed 165 rushing yards per game. That was with a better defensive coach and that staff last year. You're going to tell me Lincoln Riley with Drake Jackson and all those playmakers that left, okay? Offense might be great. They've always had offense. That's never been the question about USC. Never. Okay? They've always been able to score punts. The problem has been the defensive side of the ball, the identity, the blue-collar work ethic.
Blue-collar work ethic.
Think about it. They didn't step up against Notre Dame, Oregon State, Stanford. Stanford rush. Here, think about this for a second, okay? I wanted you to put this into perspective. Stanford averaged 86 rushing yards per game last year in 12 games. They rushed for over 200 on that front seven in USC last year.
Look, they're going to be a better team, Joe. I know you don't want to believe it. I know you don't like Lincoln Riley. I know you don't like any of these. I know you don't like these guys, Joe. But you don't like the Don. I know you're not into any of it. But they're going to be better. I don't think that they're. I wouldn't bet them over 9.5. I would not. Me personally. I don't know if I'd necessarily bet the under either. It's probably going to be right there. But I wouldn't play the over for this. I'm good where I'm at, Joe. I'm good where I'm at. Not playing it at all.
Let me just go through. Okay. What? They lost to Stanford 42-28.
Yeah, I know, but Joe, look, I can't take last year with this team. I can't do it because this is a different. I know it's a new coach, but it's a different type of new coach. This is a guy who was at a machine and did so well at Oklahoma. I can't believe that he's going to come into USC and go 7-4. Like, I just, 7-5. I don't see that. I don't see him doing that. I'm not saying he's going to win the conference and be in the college football playoff either, but I think we got to give the guy a little bit of respect. A little bit.
A little bit?
Okay. Yeah, you got to give Lincoln a little bit of respect.
No,
he's not a hump off the street. Okay?
I'm not saying he's a hump, but let's call it what it is. Did Oklahoma play well against Kansas last year with Kennedy Brook and Caleb Williams?
I thought he did a poor job with how he's handled his quarterbacks the last few years.
Okay,
I'll tell you that.
Did Lincoln Riley coach up when they were double digit favorite against West Virginia last year? A hump team?
I thought he did a poor job with his quarterbacks.
Doesn't that fall on him?
You're right, but he's a major upgrade over what they had. Major upgrade. That guy was a stiff. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We keep rolling right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. All right, Joe. Give you a quick update, then we'll finish up. Padres now lead the Giants 3-1 in the bottom of the sixth. They've gotten a couple runs across. Still scoreless, Yankees and Mariners as they go to the bottom of the sixth inning there. Castillo and Cole both pitching outstanding. 16-5, Rockies lead the Cardinals, bottom of the eighth. 6-1, Dodgers lead the Twins now in the top of the fifth. And still 2-1, Diamondbacks. I mean, come on. Can we get a Christian Walker like Grand Slam or something, Joe? Can we get something like later on in there to help all of us out so everybody can eat? That's all we want, Joe, is everybody to eat at the end of the day, right?
Why can't everybody eat? Everybody can eat.
It would be nice. Okay, let's finish up here. We did USC. How about Cal, Joe? Cal, the Bears. Golden Bears. 5.5. Plus 100 to the over. Minus 120 to the under. UC Davis at home to start the season off.
Ugh.
Better win that one. UNLV at home in week two. Wow, they got two chance to be 2-0 out of the gate here, Joe.
All right.
Then they go at Notre Dame. That's a tough one. Home Arizona, at Washington State, at Colorado. Home Washington, home Oregon, at USC, at Oregon State. Home Stanford, and home UCLA.
Oof, I think under. No Chase Garber. Keep that in mind. He's 100.
I'm taking the over, Joe.
Really? Look at this kid.
I'm taking the over.
Look at you with the moxie.
I'm going to tell you why. I think they could start.
You're showboating. I can feel it. Peacocking.
We're peacocking a little bit here. I think we can get out to a 3-1 start with UC Davis, UNLV, and Arizona at home. I think that those are three games they can absolutely win. I think they have a couple of road games that they could possibly win. Could they win at Washington State? Maybe. Could they win at Colorado? Maybe. If you can get me one of those two, Joe, I can get to 4. Stanford at home gets me to 5. And I'll take my shot. Maybe they can get something else somewhere along the line. I'll take my shot. I got to take a couple of risks here, Joe. I'm taking a couple risks with Cal over the 5.5 plus 100. Let's go.
Sounds good to me. I'm good. I'm perfect with that. All right. I like Wilcox. Wilcox made me some money last year against TCU. So, plus 12.5. I like certain coaches like that. You're not bad uniforms either. They're gonna have to beat Stanford. They have trouble with them every year. They have to beat Stanford. That might come down to that game. Always is tough.
Yeah.
For them, Oregon State could be tough. All right, let's say they're 2-0, 2-1. You see, they lost to Arizona last
year. Yeah, but they can't lose to them at home. They got to win that game. That's a must win.
All right, so 3-1. Are you giving them Washington?
I think I want them to one of those two, Washington State or Colorado. They got to win one of those two road games back to back. Have to, and that can get me the six.
All right.
Somebody's got to win some games in this conference, Joe. Somebody's got to win a couple on the bottom end. So why not them?
This is going to be tough. This is going to be tough. All right.
I mean, listen, it's not my favorite play out of all the ones we've done the last few weeks. But I
commend you on that, you know?
But I think it's one that I might have a little fun with. I might go and support the Bears here this year in the Pac-12. It'd be my lower-level team that I support.
The jersey.
Kyle Bowler. I don't need to go that
Joe
far.
Joe Igber. Go back to the day, no?
How about Aaron Rodgers, Joe?
No,
Rodgers
that's too far. No, we're going 2003. Come on now.
What are you... All right, Joe. We'll finish the Pac-12 tonight with Oregon State, the Beavers.
I'm buying them.
You're buying them. Another 5.5 here, but this one, heavy juice, -180 to the over, +155 to the under. Home Boise State to start things off at Fresno State, who you just told me could win, who you just told me could beat USC. So remember that. Remember that when we go to pick this game. Remember that. You just thought that they could beat USC.
Well,
go ahead, Joe. What?
They have a better defense.
Well, because here's the thing. You see, here we go. We're going to start the angles now. You think they can beat USC because you can't stand that team and you can't stand Lincoln Riley. But you're back in the Beavers, so suddenly they're going to go into Fresno and beat them.
Wait a second.
Be fair.
Wait a second. Let's be fair. Chance Nolan and Oregon State were a bowl team last year. They lost to Utah State, Logan Bonner.
Yeah, trust me. I remember it. You don't got to remind me.
We were laying seven, I know. But here's the thing, guy. Just listen. They were much more physical. They can run the football. They were in the top 15 in terms of rushing FBS offenses last year. They're physical at the point of attack. What is wrong with that? Saying that they can't beat Fresno State, that's not correct. Fresno State will match up well against the suspect.
I'm not saying
defense. I can't stop a high school offense.
I'm not saying that they can't beat Fresno State. Of course they can beat Fresno State. I'm saying to you, I don't want to hear that this is an automatic win for Oregon State. I don't want to hear that.
So we're saying USC is like all world and Oregon State is.
No, but you were about to sell that Fresno State could go to USC and beat them. Which means that if they're hosting Oregon State, that's a game that the Bulldogs should win then, by your thinking.
Correct.
So there you go. This is a toss-up game then.
We have late-night action. That's September 10th.
Oh, 2 weeks in a row.
Wait, can I just say something? That September 10th game, we have Oregon State in the Valley of Fresno, and we have Baylor in Provo at BYU.
Yeah, it's a good bailout
that's
blowout
Alesi
schedule.
That's a Lisi and Carver special right there.
Yeah, that's a good bailout
that is
blowout.
A great
late-night
watch
slate.
Party. That is a great
late
watch
night window.
Party.
The late night window. A
little short rib? You want a little short rib?
That's a two-teamer, two-team parlay there that night. There's no question about that. Let's go here. Montana State, home. USC, home. At Utah, at Stanford. Home, Wazoo. Home, Colorado. At Washington. Home, Cal. At Arizona State. And then home for Oregon, splashing around the Beavers and the Ducks.
Yeah.
5.5, but heavy juice to the over, -180.
I mean, it's not worth it. 2-1 almost? You got to lay out 2-1 to get this over? I mean... Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I lean over, but it's a no play for me. I mean, -180, why don't we put it at -340? I mean, come on.
Well.
I mean, this is ridiculous now.
Yeah.
-180. Like, they know it's going over.
If it was 6.5 to plus money, would you play it?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah, I believe in Chance Nolan. I like teams that can run the football, sustain drives, and you know what? Their defense is good. And the one thing that Jonathan Smith is, to me, is a very good X's and O's coach. His team is always prepared. He's a former alum. He's bought into the program. The kids buy into him. I like that type of situation. You always progress year after year.
This is an under to me. I'm going to play the under.
Here we go.
Okay. I'll tell you why. They could lose two of their non-conference games, and that puts them way too far behind. They could lose the Boise game. They could lose the Fresno game. If they ever lost both of them, that buries you. Yeah, you know what, Joe? I've watched them lose to a Mountain West team in the bowl game last year. I've watched them. I'm not. Yeah, I know. They suck. You're down on them, too.
The Avalos and Boise State. They suck. They allowed that team has no identity anymore. Boise State, the Blue Field. No identity. They haven't. Go back to the defense. Look at the last 3 years. Slow regression. Don't get me started on this.
Slow regression.
Here we go. And I'm not saying you, charts and graphs, guys. You can't use the previous season. Okay, so then what are you projecting on? Tell me, what are you projecting on? It's like having a market with no candlesticks, no graph, nothing. What are you projecting your model on if there's no foundation? Oh, you can't use last year's numbers. Oh, okay, so what are you projecting on? You need a foundation of historical data to project.
Hmm.
For all the charts and graphs, guys, I hear guys all the time, and girls. I don't want to discriminate in any capacity. Oh, anybody using last year's data is wrong. Oh, really? Okay, so then what are you using for your model? Because if you're not using last year's data and you're projecting this year's algos, it needs to have some basis to project it off of. Either yards allowed, points gained. Then where are you getting that data from? You're just picking it out of your ass?
The algos.
I mean, that's why I love when some people are so smart, they're stupid. That's what I mean by that. Master's degrees, MBAs, MIT, and they're the written word. I say it, it's got to be true. Oh, really? Okay.
The judge and the jury, right there.
That's it.
Lisi. That's it. Tomorrow night, Joe, we will go through three more teams in the Pac-12, and then we will finish it on Friday night, since I'm not with you on Thursday.
So. That's not tomorrow. That's two nights from now. Thursday we have football, though.
Thursday you have football, yes. You have football on Thursday. If you actually call it that, yes, you have football.
That's not nice, Carver. You know I love the game, and you bash it to the
Let me just tell you something. Those awful USFL games you watch were more competitive than an NFL preseason game.
Did we get the over on Monday night? Did we get the over? Are you 1-0?
Are you talking about the Hall of Fame game last week? Are you talking about that?
I'm talking about 2 years ago. Of course I'm talking about the Hall of Fame
game. Well, you said Monday night. It was last Thursday.
Did you get the over? All right, last Thursday, Monday,
yeah,
Thursday.
It's the only game I'm. It's the only game. It's the only game I'm playing the entire preseason. So I'm done. Finished. I got nothing else to do.
Saquon's running like a.
I told you. Say this too. Over on the yards. Over on the touchdowns.
Can I just say this though? You know what? I'm tired of two things.
What's that?
And this might be a vent. Can we stop with the RB1, QB1? QB1. Oh, that's a QB1. RB1.
Well, I think the thing that people really need to relax with is these depth charts for preseason games. Like, just stop. Relax, okay? It's got nothing to do with anything. Just the depth chart that they give you before the first regular season game, that's the one that matters. Pay no attention to this stuff. It's all nonsense, Joe. It's fun for us to talk about whatever, you know, the local, you know, in that city talk about. But did you take the Cook? Which are the yards or the touchdowns?
The 11.5. Okay. 11.25.
Okay. 5-0 Angels. They just scored again. So there you go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Hanging with you here. We're wrapping this puppy up. Still 6-1, Dodgers lead the Twins. They go to the sixth inning now in Los Angeles. All donuts, Joe, in Seattle so far. Top seven. Torres is up for the Yankees against Castillo, who's still out there pitching very well. The Yankees do have a man on with two out. Cole has 95 pitches through six. I don't know if he's coming back out for the bottom of the seventh. If it was me, he would be, but that's just me, Joe. We know how these managers work nowadays with the binder and the charts and the graphs, as we talk about all the time. So we'll see if he makes an appearance back out for the seventh. I would hope that he does.
All right. Let's,
ooh, 4-1 Diamondbacks. 4-1 Diamondbacks. 4-1, then Walker's up now. How about now? Can I eat, Joe? Get it to 6-1. How about a bomb here to make it 6-1?
I need to.
Can we ring the bell here with Walker? Yeah. Can we ring the bell?
Over the rainbow. Come on, Walker.
What's the number you got for that game? What's the total?
8.5.
There you go. Joe, I will see you tomorrow night.
Can't wait.
For Carver and Lisi, as we'll do our regular stuff, and we're going to do a little wagering 101 here on the grid. Great job by Andrew Torres, as always. Everybody have a great night. Cash some tickets. Carver and Lisi on the grid. See you tomorrow.